This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. A special shout-out tonight to George up there in Burnsville, Minnesota. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for what you do. And to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And without further ado, seven past the hour, here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain.
Hey.
That's cute. Anyway.
Yeah, but I forgot something.
What?
Let's see.
I agree with you on.
Okay.
Oh, you're cute. I meant to say, too, I agree with you on everything you just said just now. Okay. Boy, it's hard for me to get back into this. I have so much going on, but I want you to know I've got a week loaded. So, oh, God, here we go.
Loaded right. For bear.
We're loaded for bear. And what a marathon of phones is called this week. All right. Next show, I'm getting into the Constitution. I have it right by me. We're going to get into that Constitution, so don't miss any show. But just saying. And Flip, I hear you dancing with a cane. Good, because I've got I'll raise my theme song. I haven't done it.
He's doing more than dancing. He's clogging.
Well, you know what? I told the cat, clogging's kind of hard to do with a cane, but good for you, because I don't know if I could clog with a cane. Clogging's hard enough to do alone. By the way, here we go. This is, I call it the foot stomping song by Bethel. If any of you are new, this is one, I'm just reading the words, but when you hear this song, I can't sit still. It's called, and most of you know what it is, I'll Raise a Hallelujah. Let's start with a hallelujah tonight before I give a very short message. I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. I'll raise a hallelujah and I'll watch the darkness flee. My weapon is a melody and heaven comes to fight for me. I'll raise a hallelujah in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're going to hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise, for death is defeated and the King is alive. So let's raise a hallelujah. And boy, you should hear that song. They go into the Bethel group. It's the best song I've ever heard they've ever put out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's such an upbeat song. We need that right now. And by the way, my theme has been for 5 years on this show and will always be, where there is no vision, the people perish.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stay positive. Okay, Captain, I wanted to say something real quick here. And like I say, I'm going to get deep into this Constitution tomorrow, next show, and then I haven't got the rest of the week figured out. I haven't had time. Okay, don't worry, it'll fall together. There'll be blessings and all. Every one of you will get blessed. I don't know what night yet. Okay, remember, everybody's been talking about this to me. Yes, we went into what if. Remember, Nineveh was going to be gone. Largest city in the world at the time. But, the king said, what if? Let's not take a chance here. What if we repent and pray? Has to do with America. Now, let me give you the other side of the coin. Sodom and Gomorrah. they were really hooping it up there. And, you know, Abraham sent his lot anywhere he wanted to go. He decided to go there. Now, you're not going to get this until I have time to get the history of this on there. But when Lot went there, I mean, he was a good man when he went, but he became a gatekeeper. That's important. He shouldn't have done that. He got too close because the sins in that those cities were beyond belief. Let me tell you what. God even sent physical angels into Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't know many times in the Bible when he ever did that. He didn't just send a prophet. He sent his angels. And I don't know if you know that part. I don't want to go into that. They even tried to destroy. Of course, you can't destroy an angel. But in other words, that's how wicked this place was. So these people did not change. They became more violent. Even with the angels God sent to warn, and he said to Lot, you better get out of here because God's about to destroy these cities. Well, Lot's wife didn't exactly want to go. Lot got out. I'm sure he didn't want to, but he went. His wife turned back. That's a sad thing. By the way, she, not only did she die, she turned into salt. You're not going to believe this. I've been studying. There's Christian things that show the Bible. There is evidence of salt that where she had actually, where that could have happened. She actually did. She was destroyed. She was killed, literally. And that they have evidence of cities like Sodom and Gomorrah with all the ash that was left. So obviously it was great fire came upon them. So you see, there's two ways we can go, people, Americans. Before I get off this, remember, we're going to get the Constitution tomorrow, and I've got a lot of messages for this week and blessings, but I can't get into that right now. But I want you to know something. We're at a very, very crucial point right now. I mean, I inundated with people that do know this. You guys are the ones that get it. Captain's Army gets it, but there are new people. And that's why we're going to keep on this. Again, we're going to give a vision. What do we do? Well, we can go the way of Sodom and Gomorrah. And, you know, we'll be destroyed. Or we can go the way of Nineveh, whose king didn't even hardly believe it. But he said, what if? What if we do it? Let's take a chance. For 150 years kept safe, now Mosul. So we have choices, people. So be sure that we go the right way. And I have hope for America. I really do. Thank you so much, Captain. My time is up. I'll get to you all tomorrow on the Constitution. God bless you all, and God bless America.
All righty. We know that we need to make some changes in America. We really do. It starts with the family. It starts with the family. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Heard on many of these same stations a little bit later in the day. Well, again, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot. They own Relief Factor. That's a father and son team. They're located in Seattle, Washington, and they listen to us on the Megatalk radio stations, KITZ AM 920 and AM 1400, which covers Bremerton, Seattle, and Tacoma, Washington. And we thank them very much. And we also thank them for giving me relief to the nagging pain that I had caused by arthritis. Now, anybody who suffers from any type of nagging pain, especially if you have to take medication and you're not sure whether or not you need to be on it, well, there's one way to find out. Stop the medication and try Relief Factor and see if that works for you, because that's exactly what I did. Now, my arthritis pain at times, or just like anybody else, you can tell when the weather's going to, you know, when it's going to rain or when it gets cold or this, that, and the other, because you start to ache. And it seems every time there's a thunderstorm in the area, my wrists start to ache, my ankles start to ache, my back starts to ache. And it's like, okay, the rain's coming. Jeez. But anyway, and it's not funny. People really suffer with this more so than me. So here's an opportunity for you to try the 1995 3-week quick start and see what it does for you. Now, if it works for you, at the end of the third week, you automatically go on automatic delivery, and away you go. Follow the instructions. Take it the way it says to take it. But you can go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the little video that's there. It'll tell you all about it, what's in it, how it works, and the way you should take it. And it's $19.95 plus shipping. And, of course, if you want to get it expedited to you, you can do that, too. Cost you more money. But what do you got to lose but pain? I mean, that's what happened to me. It works for me, and I believe in using it religiously. Twice a day is what I take it, and three times if I need it. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. Who's on the line there, Ian?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got two quick points I want to make. The first one about what Rosemary was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That area, what's now modern-day Israel and Jordan around there,
yep.
has up until very recently, from antiquity till very recently, was a salt exporting area.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have salt mines. They get it above ground. And also, there are actually pillars of salt around that area that are called Lot's family. And they got different names in Arabic and Hebrew and Aramaic, but they're actually, you know, structures, I guess, called Lot's family. And the myth is, I happen to believe it's true, but the myth is that they are Lot's wife and his daughters when they look back. You know what I mean? When they were fleeing Sodom and Gomorrah. And also, they just recently found Sodom and Gomorrah, by the way. Okay, the archaeologists have actually found it. Are you aware of that?
No. Mm-mm.
It can all be verified what I said. But anyway, my main point is, hey, I think you and Denise Simon and the audience are going to find this interesting because I drive people to the airport, some big people with connections. So I got sources, mm-hmm. too.
Yep.
Well, my sources are telling me about this thing with Jeffrey Epstein,
mm-hmm.
that the FBI has got a major investigative team on it. And they are mm-hmm. Velma, Daphne, Peter, Shaggy, and Scooby-Doo, and Mystery Machine. They're going to find out all about this and get this done, Captain. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks. Thanks, and that's Ian. All right, let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, sir? It's Derek in Seminole.
Yeah. Yeah, leave it to Ian to throw a little humor into it. And you know, this is, I can go 100 different directions on this Epstein thing, but I'm just going to let the investigation take it where it goes. We know there's a second autopsy going on, and we'll wait till we hear whatever it is we hear.
Sure, I think the only person surprised about the Epstein suicide is Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
And that's just my opinion. It's excellent topic regarding Epstein, how it can segue into red flag laws
mm-hmm.
based on what the Federal Bureau of Investigation put out from the Phoenix office regarding people who have alternative viewpoints or conspiracy thoughts regarding how the official narratives have been laid out here. I think this is just my opinion I don't want to belabor the point here, but I think that there's obviously something suspicious with Epstein, and now the narrative is switching based on the last.
Well, are you ready for this? I just got a text message off the Facebook from Christine in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening to us right now. Said Epstein is not dead; he's just been taken away. They substituted a body.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen. But I tend to believe that the gentleman is deceased. He is they are performing decedent affairs on him now. But the point being is that the narrative is now changing. That anyone who's questioning this is now some wacko pejorative conspiracy theorist. And now based on another news report, now it's the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Well, they're understaffed. Who's the psychologist that said that took this knucklehead off a suicide watch allegedly the day before a document drop, and then he's found dead the next morning? That's number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, my question is, didn't his previous suicide attempt occur over a Friday evening into a Saturday morning about 2.5 weeks ago? Who's the watch commander? Who's running that? Who's running that? That maybe he was moved to a different block, if you will, or a different part of the prison. But this is this high profile case, and if the federal government can't protect a potential witness, no matter how big of a scumbag he is, in federal custody, and just go, just like Whitey Bulger, something happened to him. Then how are we supposed to have faith in an equal?
Let me put this to you. This was a New York City correctional system, with guards, not only from the federal government, but also New York City. How common is it for, 20, 25, 30, 40, maybe $50,000 in cash to be handed to somebody to look the other way or to do whatever's needed and they just tuck that?
Right. Trip over the record.
How many times have you heard that over the years in New York?
That's not uncommon, right?
That's right.
It's not a pejorative on
that's right.
New
right.
York or anything, but
that's right.
That's not a, hey, look the other way. Hey, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Hey, Roger that, Godfather. But I want to say that almost segue into the red flag laws about people who are questioning things now, veterans who have maybe talked about things through the VA healthcare system to anybody, and I think we're on a very dangerous slope. I made a tongue in cheek joke regarding the Bolshevik way mental health was mm-hmm. one of the things that they used when the Bolsheviks took over mm-hmm. to clean house on all the kulaks, they looked at, they had a sort of disease of quote unquote the invented word of capitalism mm-hmm. and the free market people, which led to 6 million people in Ukraine being starved out. This is not an isolated incident. So they, people want us to focus on what's Russia and the Russians, and now I've even heard, that they're trying to tie this to President Trump some sort of way based on journalists receiving their little
Was Joy Reid yesterday did it.
These are talking points. They want to have sympathy for the victims mm-hmm. and say, what's his name's a scumbag, Epstein's a scumbag, but try to tie it to President Trump some mm-hmm. sort of way.
Yep.
This is a pre-planned thing based on timeless propagandistic motives based on, if the real intent was ever broadcast, there'd never be another socialist or communist.
You're totally on target, Eric, because I'm sitting right here again looking at Solovinsky's Rules for Radicals, and I can go right down the list and tell you what rule you're talking about.
I think he just codified in North America what was being used by Trotsky, Lenin, Stalin, Pol Pot, Kim Jong-un, North Koreans, what's going on with the African National Congress in South Africa and Southern Africa right now, that they're going to demonize those that not necessarily just oppose, but they're going to use any, what's the motto, by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We walk forward together through progress and are progressive.
Yep.
And that's where all this stuff comes from. This is historical, historical evil. I don't know how else to put it. I think, we still got people, dying and stuff in Iraq. Just recently identified a MARSOC Marine.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, there's still bad things going on in the world. But yet we're sitting here in the United States, white nationalism is on the rise and this, that, and the other. It's a bunch of hogwash based on,
They're trying to create a diversion to get us from looking at the real prize, which is what Attorney General Barr is doing. He's getting very, very, very close, and expect more of the same.
Let's get serious. I mean, if we're going to do this, let's get really serious. I was listening to an interview of a Soviet dissident.
All right, here comes the music, so you're going to run out of it.
Here we go. We see things that we do not hear and are hearing things that we do not see.
Okay.
That's a dissident. All right, sir, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Semper Fi to you, and good luck to that corporal that's on his way to Korea by way of Germany. All right, your turn, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The FBI and Justice Department launching an investigation after the news that Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his New York jail cell on Saturday. Law enforcement says the 66-year-old pedophile took his life by hanging himself in his jail cell a day after being taken off of suicide watch. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway saying,
the attorney general took action immediately when he learned of the death of Jeffrey Epstein, and there is an active investigation.
Conway, a guest on Fox News Sunday. The recent mass shootings, the main point of conversation on the Sunday talk shows. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on CBS's Face the Nation saying he doesn't believe the president wants to see anybody hurt, but claims his language divides the country.
President Trump and nobody else wants to see people mowed down and killed, and I've never said that. He does not want to see that.
Sanders saying he thinks President Trump creates the climate for mass shooting events, but doesn't believe he wants to see them carried out. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military news and veterans news portion of the program, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you're in a dead-end job, going nowhere, with no chance for the future, a pay raise, and promotion, let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy right after these folks do right here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck too, and it's called the National Aviation Academy. I've talked to a lot of the students that have applied to go there. I've talked to a lot of the students that have gone there. I've talked to graduates that have come out of there. And I've talked to people who have gotten jobs as a result of them that have actually contacted me directly or sent me a letter or sent me pictures of where they're at overseas working for a military contractor in one of our overseas countries. And they're all happy as a lark. Want to know why? Because they've got a job, an in-demand job, with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Some of these people are making six-figure salaries overseas. Now, not everybody's going to do that, but let me tell you something. You can start out at $50,000 to $60,000 per year after 14 months of training, which is what it takes to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. The other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in our Tampa Bay area. So please check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more. Again, the number, 800-659-2080, the website, naa.edu. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, a computer glitch has delayed pay raises for nearly 7,000 airmen, U.S. Air Force airmen. Now, this is a software glitch, we're being told. Don't know if it was hacked into or what the deal was. It's being rectified as we speak by the Air Force Personnel Center, but there's a whole bunch of airmen that did not get their pay raise the way they thought they were going to. So, that's not a great idea, no, is it? Now, for the past 15 years, small groups of special operation troops from the United States and Latin America have met each year for a tactical competition while their senior leaders traded lessons learned and developed better ways to provide security, counter narcotics trafficking, and handle disaster response across the U.S. Special Operations Command Area South, which includes Central, South America, and all of the southern part of the United States, obviously, to include Mexico. And U.S. troops, Special Operations troops, fared up better than last year with their Latin American counterparts. But the folks from down south of the border are getting a little better all the time. They're getting a little better all the time. And let me tell you something. I'm not surprised because they've got great instructors, and that's us. We're the ones to teach them. Now, for more than a quarter of a century, the Air Mobilities Command C-130 Hercules fleet has been flying around hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of missions monthly or more, depending on the theater they're operating in. And now more than 100 of the C-130s have developed an atypical cracking. Now, the cracking was found, which has caused those aircraft to be temporarily removed from service and grounded until they can inspect every aircraft and make sure they're airworthy. That's obviously a stalwart of the Air Force, not to mention the fact the Army flies them around too, as well as the Coast Guard, but they've got the newer version. Now, our new U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper arrived in Seoul a day after the U.S. President Donald Trump said South Korea agreed to pay a lot more to shoulder the costs required for the upkeep of 28,500 U.S. troops in South Korea. They are going to be paying more, in fact, and that's going to be a good thing. So we will be there as long as they want to pay the bill. Now, in a 1-2 punch, President Donald Trump announced via Twitter both the nation's number two intelligence official, who would resign and then be named the acting director of national intelligence, namely current National Counterterrorism Center Director Joseph McGuire, who happens to be a retired Navy SEAL vice admiral. How about that? And he's going to do a bang-up job. I know a little bit something about the admiral from his background. And he is going to do a bang-up job. Believe me when I tell you. By the way, did you hear what happened over the late last week? American and Canadian fighter jets intercepted a pair of Russian Tu-95 bear bombers in international airspace headed straight for Alaska, off the coast of Alaska. and respectfully got them to turn around and go back where they came from? Well, it happened. It happened. And by the way, why is it that Iran still has two oil tankers? One from the United Arab Emirates and the other one from Britain. Now, I'm not sure the crews have been released. I don't think they have. But Iran's disruptions of Persian Gulf oil shipments are putting the country's leaders in a difficult position as they retaliate against foes while trying not to irritate their few, and I mean few, remaining allies. Now, they may look like the big boys on the block right now, but that's just not going to work for them. Now, here's an interesting story that was sent to me by a listener, and I want to thank Penny for sending me this. It's a Breitbart news story that appeared yesterday. It's a reprint of something that happened, 2018, September 26, 2018. This is an FBI crime stats report that shows more people were killed with hammers and clubs than were killed with rifles of any kind. Now, the number was 467 people killed with blunt objects, i.e. hammers, clubs, etc., while 403 were killed with, quote, rifles. And it should be noted that the category of rifles used by the FBI includes bolt action, pump action, single shot, and semi-automatic, as well as those the left describes as assault weapons. Now, this means only a small percentage of the 403 deaths were attributed to the, quote, assault weapon that the left is screaming about. So the gap between the number of the persons being beaten to death with hammers and clubs versus those killed with, quote, assault weapons would be even greater if you take that into accord. But, of course, the left isn't going to do it. They want you to believe the lie that they're putting out there. And this is very interesting. And I did put a link to this story on my Facebook page. So it's up there right now. You can go there and you can look at it and see it. And it's quite astounding. Quite astounding. And, of course, the Dems are going to continue to push the assault weapons ban because it's all part of the narrative that's going on with the guns. And again, it's not the guns that cause the problem. It's the person behind the gun, whoever that happens to be. And there's a lot of people that are suffering and have been suffering from mental illness. Now, is that the only problem? Is that the only reason? No. No. There's other contributing factors. And by the way, there's a story coming out from the Federalist Papers right now that two inmates that were in Epstein's block say that it was, quote, impossible that he committed suicide. That's the story right there. And Denise Simon and I are going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. So hang on. I'm coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
All right, that's the highway junkie.
Junkie Song leading off the Truckers Highway and Bible Report for this hour, and we appreciate them, and we appreciate you, and we appreciate everybody out there in the highways and the byways getting it on down the highways tonight. Brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. Next Pilot you see, or Flying J, if you haven't been there before, pull on in there and see what they got to offer. You might be surprised, especially at the all-new Pilot Travel Centers, the bigger Pilots that they've got, and the Flying J's. Everybody knows about the Flying J's. Now, the hot and humid weather will once again prevail over much of the southern U.S., and it'll go into the first part of the week, Monday and possibly Tuesday. Meanwhile, there'll be multiple rounds of heavy rain and strong to severe thunderstorms likely across the central and northern plains. Plenty of unsettled weather will also persist in the Pacific Northwest. Monsoonal moisture, yep, you heard me, monsoonal moisture will impact the Four Corners, and showers and thunderstorms, too, all across the portions of the Midwest right now tonight, starting with Nebraska, because we just had Al tell us here a little while ago that they had a bad thunderstorm going through Grand Island where he was at right now. So, Al, you stay low, but not too low. Keep the rowboat handy. and they've got, matter of fact, right there in the area he's talking about, they've got flash flood watches, and I've got rain, not only where he's at in that area, but out in front of him, over towards and south of Omaha, right into Iowa. We've also got some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings down in the central part of Kansas tonight, with some rain and some flood watches and warnings there up in the northeastern part of Kansas right now. And up in the northwestern part of South Dakota, to include Rapid City and the southeastern part of Montana, you've got rain in that area as well. Thunderstorms moving through, flash flood watches and warnings in that area. So it's not just confined to Nebraska and a small portion of Kansas. We've also got rain, I might add, tonight. In the northeastern part, Chicago may be getting some showers, and around the metro part of Chicago, northwestern part of Indiana, Gary, certainly. And we've got some rain right now in the south central part of Illinois around Springfield, and then over into Missouri. The central part of Missouri near Columbia, it looks like. We might have some rain over towards St. Louis and some flash flood watches and warnings there, too. And get this, high heat warnings for parts of Illinois, southwestern Illinois, most of Missouri, the southeastern and central part of Oklahoma, and Kansas, and all of Arkansas, all of Louisiana, the western part, Memphis, about 50, 60 miles in, the western part of Kentucky around Paducah. You've got a high heat advisory, Mississippi, most of Alabama, into the central part of Georgia right now to almost Atlanta, and in a straight line down I-75, if you're going from the Scales up there south of Atlanta all the way down into Florida, Valdosta, Lake City, Ocala, Gainesville, Wildwood, and down into central Florida, high heat index warnings, temperatures as high as 105 to 110 in that category. That's the heat index. Actual temperature will be in the high 90s. And extreme high heat advisories in the central part of Arkansas and northern part of Louisiana, eastern part of Oklahoma. We've got 115 to 120 degree heat indexes predicted for Arizona, for southeastern California, to include Yuma, up in the Needles and out into the desert of California. And then of all places, Nevada has a frost warning tonight. A frost warning in Nevada. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Flying J and Pilot truck stop nearest you. We certainly encourage you to go there, check them out, find out what's going on. And by the way, the deal is, especially at some of the ones that I know about where they tell me about it, is you go in there and tell them the captain sent you, and you listen to the program, especially in South Georgia. You're going to have them listening to the program right there, have it turned down right there at the fuel desk. You'll wind up getting your
coffee for free. So stop in there and see that. Now, Al just sent me a message. He said Grand Island seems to be a magnet for severe storms this year. Got a wing-dinger of a storm last week. Okay. All right. Well, you had one tonight, too. So there you go. So Allen, Nebraska is letting us know about the weather. So we appreciate that. And again, Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by your local pilot in Flying J. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. What's the latest with the Epstein thing?
Well, good morning.
Yes, that too. I got to get right to the chase because you can't believe this, Denise. If I've got 1,000, I've got 2,000 and more than that now because they're stacking up of people that are not buying what they're hearing.
Well, nobody's really buying any of this, but the autopsy's complete. Okay. We do know that.
Okay.
You have a forensic pathologist that also assists in this kind of autopsy, which is standard procedure.
Mm-hmm.
The person, apparently it's a woman, who has completed the autopsy said that she is certain that this was suicide. She's not saying how, and that she needs more information, whatever that means. Now, that may be something that comes back from the lab or, you know, some kind of results from x-rays or something else. I don't know. But they are not releasing the autopsy details yet. So that's clearly where we are with the latest activity on this case is his autopsy.
Now, is there not a second autopsy going to be done, or is it just the one?
We don't think there's going to be a second autopsy.
Okay, because I've heard a second one that was reported in numerous reports, but the reports are everywhere. I just sent you that news story that just showed up here to me that said two of his inmates said there's no way in the world this could have happened. And I mean, there's just so much stuff going on there. People just have to, I guess, calm down and wait till we get a definitive answer of some sort, which may take a while.
Well, look, at this particular detention center, the Metropolitan Correction Center.
Mm-hmm.
They have several what are called SHUs, special housing units.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several reasons why somebody is put in a special housing unit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bernie Madoff was there, just for reference. Paul Manafort was there.
Mm-hmm.
El Chapo was there.
Mm-hmm.
So you also have from time to time terrorists that are there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many units they have. There are special housing units at this facility. But if you're going to pay attention to anybody about the details of what the detention center has,
mm-hmm.
I would look to Preet Bharara because, I mean, he was the prosecutor, AG prosecutor in the Southern District of New York. He knows, you know, he's no longer there. He was fired by Trump. But he knows specifically what abilities or details that there are when it applies to special housing units.
Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're not going to dwell on this for the whole segment with Denise, the two segments we have her. But what we're going to do is we're going to tell you what some of the things are we're hearing that are absolutely, totally out to lunch, out of whack. And we're going to tell you about them simply because they're not true, period. No way in the world. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.